What's up, everyone? Welcome to episode number 406 of the Action Movie Guys podcast. I'm your host, Nate, and my co-host is
Alex Figueroa.
And on this episode, Alex, we made it to the end of an era. This was a five-week month. So we got through five war movies, some similar, this one different than the rest by far. We had Behind Enemy Lines. We had some Black Hawk Down, Land of Bad, right? Yeah. We had 12 Strong. 12 Strong was different as well. I feel like those first three, they had similarities. They were about people being stuck. These two are different. And this is our first one going to World War II. So we're going old school war. This is a movie from 2014 called Fury, written and directed by David Ayer. Now, Alex, I know this whole month you hadn't seen any of these movies, but were you familiar with this one? Like, had you heard of it or anything like that?
I did, because wasn't this one like... The year it came out, it was like a lot of Oscar buzz with this movie. Because I remember it was a lot of people talking about it. It was like a lot of good people. A lot of people were like, wow, did you see Fury? And I was like, I wanted to see it, but I never got around to it watching it.
Yeah, I saw this at the theater back in 2014. Well, 2014 was a good year. There's like a lot of really good movies that year. And this one, to me, even though there was like talk at the time, it kind of fell through the cracks overall. Like, I still know a lot of people who have not seen this movie. You know, it made money, but it wasn't like, you know, we're not talking like $800 million. And it's not like Saving Private Ryan, where it won a bunch of Oscars and all this kind of stuff. But anyway, we're going to give you our thoughts on the film itself. Before we do, let me give you some Rotten Tomato scores. As far as these go, these got to be David Ayer's best scores he's gotten as a director. You know, I know he wrote Training Day and that's well received. However, this movie has a 76% critic score, which is good for David Ayer, honestly. Audience score, 84%. So, this has got to be his best reviewed movie, definitely compared to like Suicide Squad or The Tax Collector. Or what was his other one? Harsh Sabotage. Times, Beekeeper.
Training Day?
He wrote Training Day. He didn't direct Training Day. Yeah, that was Antoine Fuqua, our boy.
Did he do Sabotage?
He did Sabotage. Yeah, this has way better reviews than Sabotage. So are you surprised at these numbers? I was a little surprised when I looked it up because I look it up after watching the movie instead of before. But are you surprised with these numbers?
I'm very surprised at these numbers. Like, especially for a war movie. Like, we did some war movies and it was up and down.
Yeah.
For this one, I was very shocked. Like, well, I'll go through the financials quick for this because I was very stunned by the numbers on this. So for me, I don't know why people gravitated to this movie. Not in a negative way. Yeah. I'm just trying to see a lot of David Ayer's movies. Why did people attach themselves to this project and liked it so much? But I'm kind of shocked at the end of the day with it.
Yeah. So how did it do as far as financials?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Financially, it did well. It made
$68 million budget.
Okay.
Worldwide, $211 million.
That's over three times the budget. So it made money. Yeah. This was a success. All right. Well, you know what? $68 million. I'll tell you what. He made that money work because this movie, as far as the direction is concerned, it doesn't look cheap ever. So, all right, let's get into it because I know you've never seen it. So I'm interested to hear your take. Lead characters, of course, we do have an ensemble again. Most war movies, you're going to have, multiple characters. Brad Pitt is our lead character. He plays Don War Daddy Collier. What a great nickname. They all have nicknames. And then you have Shia LaBeouf as Boyd Bible Swan. You have Logan Lerman. He is Norman the Machine Ellison. Michael Pena plays a guy named Trini Gordo Garcia. And then John Bernthal with the worst nickname out of everybody. Grady Coon-Ass Travis. That's his real nickname. Okay. But all good actors that everyone has known before. So what did you think of the leads here?
I gave them a 5. And this is why I think Brad Pitt did a great job as the commander. I thought he was going to be more of a dick when he took the machine and he started, was like, you got to shoot him. And he's like, no, man. And he forced him to. And I was like, damn, Brad Pitt's kind of a douchey. But then he changes tactics once he went to the girls and they were eating and the team was acting all like, they were acting like dicks. And he was just like, what the hell are you doing? Like, so he was trying to put them in their, it's weird. He's trying to put them in their place while not trying to show compassion to the German ladies. So it's kind of weird. Like, he's trying to show the manners, but it's like, he can't show too much leniency, I believe, to the Germans, because it's like, wait a minute, now all of a sudden. So it was kind of like he was in like conflicted with that, but very intense scenes in that one. But yeah, and then you got everybody. I thought everyone did a great job. I liked the guy who played Punisher. I liked John his Bernthal. Character. Yeah, he was really good in this movie. Michael Peña is always a great actor. He was really good. Man, it's just the characters all had different traits. Whereas Shia LaBeouf was like the prayer guy. He's like, read the Bibles and all this. Yep. I thought that was really good. He was very different, emotional type character. The guy who's the machine, he's learning the ropes and all this. And he had, but by the end of the damn movie, he's killing all these Germans. I hate them all. And they're shooting. So it's pretty cool how he wrote the character, and very great development in terms of these characters. Everyone had their own niche, I guess you want to say. And I kind of liked it because they all worked together as a family in this unit. So I know they work great, and I gave it a 5.
Yeah, and of course, Jason Isaacs in this again as a general, like he was in Black Hawk Down. We got Malfoy's dad. He's always he's so good. I agree so with good. Everything you said. I gave it a 5. I think, first of all, Brad Pitt got to be. And I'm not lying here, and I'm not exaggerating. This is my opinion, but he's got to be the most underrated of the A-list movie stars as far as acting. Because I think he's a great actor. I don't think he's a good actor. I think he's a great actor. And I know he got nominated for, or did he win? I think he won the Oscar, right, for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Yes, he did win.
He
went. Yeah.
Overdue, because he's great. He's been great in a ton of movies. He's versatile. It's almost like he is a victim of his own because he's a good looking guy, you know, like he's an absolute stud and women love him. But the dude is not, he's not a movie star who rests on his laurels there. It's like, well, I'm a star. I'll just play the same guy over and over. He plays characters. And I think he's great in this movie. You're right. There's a lot that goes unsaid where it's all mental, right? Like you could see it in his eyes at that dinner scene. That scene shows a lot about these characters in general and their feelings towards the new guy, his feelings towards them, how they kind of function. I think it's great. I think all the actors are good in this. I agree with you. Logan Lerman, he is the new guy, the machine guy, or just called Machine. He's in a bunch of movies that I've liked over the years. Perks of Being a Wallflower, I really like him in that. But he's kind of the one that he comes from typing. Right. He was like a typer, and then they put him as an assistant tank driver. He's like, I've never even been in a tank. I don't even know what I'm doing. So he has a full transformation from beginning to end. I love Shia LaBeouf in this movie, actually. I think he's really good. He always looks like he's about to cry the whole entire movie. His eyes are wet like the whole time. Sometimes he does, one little tear comes out. I like that. Bernthal and Pena, it seems like they're the two that are like best buddies, you know? But at the end of the day, these guys, with all their differences, they all respect Brad Pitt, you know, even with the whole dinner scene or breakfast, whatever they're doing.
Yeah.
I love it. It has the camaraderie that you need. There's differences. They're not all just the same guy. It's not just five guys who are the same guy, right? They're not just all, hoorah, war, let's kill them, let's get them. When you have that, it could still be fun in a way. But here they are they're all very different. They have different philosophies. They have different, but they all got each other's back at the end of the day. And I think he did it. The writing here is very good. David Ayer, he wrote it too. I think it's great. I gave him a 5. You gave him a 5. The villains are the freaking Nazis. So what did you think of the villains?
So this is hard for me to say. Normally I would go, 5, because, you know, how can you? I gave it a 4.
Oh.
Because there's not much. If you really look at the movie very well, it's mostly we're just with the tank guys. We're with the main guys. Whereas certain movies that we did in this war theme month, there was a lot of movies that was tons of enemies coming, right? This one wasn't. At the end, yes, the final act, there was a lot, but again, it was them marching one way. It wasn't like they stumbled upon it. It was just they were coming and they had to stop the crossroads. I think it was like they had to defend it. You had the tanks hiding in trees and stuff. Okay, cool. You didn't know the element of surprise, right? So I was like, all right. But at the end of everything, then you got the bombs coming from anywhere. Remember that scene that they were with the girls and then they started bombing and everything?
Yeah.
But I mean, I don't know. For me, I just felt like it wasn't much Nazis throughout the film. It was mostly the machine character. Like, you're around him, then you're around Brad Pitt, and then their hatred for Nazis and them loving war. They love each other and blah, 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 blah throughout the whole movie. So I gave it a 4. I thought it was great. Nah, don't get me wrong. I'm not. I mean, you could go either way, 4 or 5.
Yeah, yeah.
But I gave it a 4 because I felt like I wanted more of it. So I gave it a 4.
Yeah, no, I don't got a problem. I gave it a 5. My reasoning is just I agree with a lot of what you said. They're not always on screen. This movie is a little bit more contemplative than some of the other movies we've done. It's not all war all the time, right? There's a lot of moments of dialogue. There's a lot of character moments, and they're all important to the movie. But when the Nazis show up, they're extremely formidable. First of all, you have the first ones in the trees where they shoot that rocket. They burn that whole tank up at the beginning. Take out that whole one tank with the... And then he's like, well, I didn't shoot them because they're little kids. Just the fact that they got like little kid soldiers and stuff. Brutal, evil, horrible. Hate them. And then you have later in the movie, you have that tank that's like the mega tank that's like...
That was dope.
That was, by the way, a great... We're going to talk about it in action. But literally just taking out the other tanks... And our boys are like, we got to get this thing. It's like a Terminator tank, pretty much. And they do talk in the beginning, like they had advanced tanks better than the US. So that scene is great. And then you also have the part where they're hiding, you know, like they're shooting out of the trees. That one part where that dude, well, that's action, but still, the one part where they shoot that bullet and that dude's head just gets shot right off when he's in his whole head. Yeah. That was crazy. And then at the end of the day, our guys die. Because they're just a lot of them. Most of them die. So I gave them a 5. I hate Nazis in movies, no matter what. If they're in it, I automatically hate them. Some movies portray them better than others. So I totally understand your 4. I gave it a 5. All right, let's talk about it. What did you think of the action in this movie?
Oh, it's a 5. One thing David Ayer does is, well, you know, it's funny. David Ayer, I'll talk about David Ayer in the story, but he's a great action director. Mm-hmm. He knows what he wants and he puts it on screen. This has, oh my Jesus. I don't even know where to start. I mean, this thing has so much freaking awesome action. Mm-hmm. Let's just talk about the mega tank. I mean, that thing was like a video game tank, bro. You know, when you go in a video game and you got to face, like it has a bar, an energy bar that goes from like one end of the screen all the way to the other one. And you're like, how the fuck am I going to bring this energy down? And you shooting in. And it's like doing a little bit. And then Brad Pitt knew the weakness. He's like, oh, I know where we're going to shoot it. And then all of a sudden it just went toof. And then it went poof. I felt like it was a video game. And I was like, wow, this is actually pretty good. That tank scene was super intense. It was 3 tanks against 1 and the Germans were coming on top. I said, whoa, dope. I love the scenes when the tanks are in trees and they're shooting and he goes, we're shooting until it explodes. Amazing. I thought that was pretty good. I thought what was the one that they were behind the tanks and then he told them to run in front when the Germans were on the floor. They were shooting from the floor. I thought that was pretty intense.
Oh, like under the house?
Yeah, they were on the ground.
Yeah.
Like, it was weird. And then the one that I thought was really cool is when they were shooting from the building. He was like, they were shooting into the building. And I thought, that was really sick. And and my favorite part, and I'll let you go. My favorite part is when Brad Pitt looked at the guy. He was like, oh, I'll take him out. And he was under the house. And they shot him with a big can one. And he looked at him. And he just went, I'm sorry.
He's like, bro, like, you didn't have to use that thing. And
he took out the entire foundation with the thing. I thought that was cool. But I'm last but not least. I mean, that final battle, it was like 20 minutes of just them. I think the movie was 20 minutes of them.
It was like 5 on right? 500 or
yeah, 500 or 5 something like that. Yeah, it was like 5 versus 300, but I think it was like a 20 minute of them.
It was just a long segment.
Yeah. I say kudos. I thought it was really good. Very emotional. I'm not going to lie. I did get a little bit emotional, especially with Brad Pitt getting shot and sniped. I was like, damn, this dude's still kicking. But I thought them all dying the way they did, especially when my man Punisher got hit first he got it the worst.
Threw it through his body.
Yeah. I said, oh man. And he didn't want to go. And they were all like, nah, we all going to go down. But it's funny, right? The guy who didn't want to be in the team survives while everyone else.
Ain't that how it is?
But that's what Shia LaBeouf said, though. Remember? He said God has this. Again, it depends on which way in religion you look. Yeah. But Shia LaBeouf talks about God's protection during war. And he protected the guy who didn't do the
nasty because that stuff. Guy looked right at him underneath the tank. And he let him live.
Yeah.
Which is interesting, which I'll say more in story, but yeah.
And the thing is, it goes back to a scene, it's like a foreshadow where Punisher looks at him, he goes, you're a good guy. He's like, you're a really good guy. He goes, we're not. And he goes, that's all I want to tell you. Like because he was like, everyone was busting his chops.
Yeah.
And I felt so bad. And it was like, you know, but his spirit was pure. Like you could see it compared to the other guy, because they all raping women. Yeah. You know, they were all doing this nasty stuff. But at the end of the day, from Shia LaBeouf's point of view and his speech and everything, you could see God protected the guy who was the purest against the other ones. Like, yeah. If you look at it in the movie sense of that, like, you could see that. So, anyway, I gave it a 5.
Actually. Yeah, I agree. It reminded me of this video game that I used to play called Medal of Honor. There was a game called Medal of Honor back in, like, the PS2, Xbox 360, or PS3, Xbox 360 time. Call of Duty games used to be World War II also, but this specifically reminded me of Medal of Honor. Dude, the scene where they roll into the town and they just blow up that building with the tanks, awesome. When the people come out, they're like, they surrender. And I love the part where he's like, is that the guy who hung up all the people? And that guy's like, yeah. And then they blast him. Like, good, blast him. I don't care. But 5 out of 5. 5 out of 5. And you know what this movie did? How many other tank movies have you even ever seen? I don't know any. Yeah. Maybe they exist, but I've never seen a tank war movie. So to make the slow moving tank, why isn't there not more tank movies? That scene is great, where it's like the four tanks rolling through the field and then that big monster tank comes out. It's like freaking Jaws, and it's like blowing away these other tanks. Love it. Love when they finally stop it. They're like, oh my God, we finally got it. Like, we killed that stupid tank. It's great. The finale of this movie is fantastic. It is absolutely fantastic. I love it. They use he wrote that extremely well. It's shot extremely well, but they literally go through all their ammo. Mm. They're using all the ammo up. Then they got to go outside to get more ammo. Shia LaBeouf has to run outside to get a gun. He's like, I don't even have a gun anymore. He thought of everything in that scene. Nothing goes unturned. Their death scenes they all made me sad. Michael Peña with the grenade, where he just lays on it. He's like, you know what? You're not all going to die. I'm just going to. And he just goes boom and blows up. I was like, dang, bro. But Shia LaBeouf made me real sad, because he just pops up to give the guy something and he gets shot right in the eye. And I'm like, dang. And that's war, you know? So it's horrific, but the action is terrific. Put that on a t-shirt. War is horrific. The action's terrific. Yeah, I liked this a lot. I gave it a 5. I think the action is, it's sprinkled throughout, but they're all great. All the action scenes are awesome. So yeah. 5 for me, 5 for you. Storyline.
I gave it a 5. Mm. I think this storyline is perfect. And I think in hindsight, I bet there is flaws. But in this story, I think everything worked well. I think character development is at super high levels in this movie. I think it's really good. I think the intense scene of that Emma character and the crew, I thought it was really good. I thought this, you know, Brad Pitt picking on the machine character was really good. The other guys picking on him finally coming to his own and becoming a unit with them, I thought that was really good.
Yeah.
The scene that he's going up, he says, hey, go up there and let us know what's going on. And he's running back going, there's 300 of these guys coming towards us. And they all want to run. And Brad Pitt was like, nope, we're staying our ground. I thought it was really good. Yeah, I can't see a flaw. I bet there is. I bet when you go, you might find some. But honestly, I thought, oh man, and then Emma dying was even worse.
Oh, that's this guy, so sad.
Yeah, that guy he's wanted. Like, I'll he write loved to her. You.
And then literally 3 minutes later, she's dead.
Yeah, I felt so bad. But anyway, she was hot too. Yeah, like,
she's very pretty.
Yeah, she was very pretty. But she died. Done. Emma. Blown up. At the age of 23. But yeah, I don't know what age he was. He
made those eggs and then they got blown up. They got turned into eggs.
I like that line that he said though. He was like, if you don't go in there, I'm taking her in there. Oh, and yeah. He was like,
I'm going in there. He's like, all right, fine. I'll do it if you're forcing me.
Yeah. Good. Yeah. But anyway, I gave it a 5.
I gave it a 5 too. This movie to me, look, David Ayer, say what you want about him. He can write, because Training Day is an amazing movie and he wrote that movie. So it ain't like we're talking about a guy who's like a hack. Maybe people don't like his directing. Sure. Oh, End of Watch. That was the other movie he made. That's awesome too, by the way. I think this, to me, this is his masterpiece as a film.
Mm.
Writing, directing. I don't think he's made anything better since. And I don't think he made anything better before. As far as a combo, I'll give you Training Day if you want to talk about just as a writer. But even that, I think I like this film better as far as the writing is concerned. The story here, it's personal, right? You're just with these main guys. This is a bit World War II. World War. It's a big, huge thing. and they somehow make it pretty small where you're just following these yeah. guys in these little towns. You know what I mean? Which I'm sure there's tons of stories from all across the world where it's like that, right? It's not always 8,000 versus 8,000 every battle. The characters are very thought out. They're different. They all have a storyline of some sort, some more than others. We are given Norman as our sort of entry point in, right? As like the normal guy who's not a soldier into it, and how like his whole journey of what he starts and what he ends, I think is great. I was going to say the scene where the guy finds him at the end and then doesn't say anything is a really stark contrast to the scene earlier in the movie where they capture that German and Brad Pitt wants him to shoot him. He's like, you know, you're going to shoot this guy. And he's like, no, I can't do it. Like, I don't want to shoot him. He's like, no, you got to shoot him. You better shoot him. He's like, nope, I'm not going to shoot him. Brad Pitt forces it, like takes his hand, makes him shoot him. And there's dialogue there of like, you know, these guys will kill you. You have to kill them or they will kill you. And I think it's interesting that at the end, when the guy sees him, they could have just been like, hey, there's a dude under here. Let's kill him. And he didn't. Right. And I don't think it's showing the Nazis as some of them were good. I don't think that that's the point of it. But the point is that the philosophy of it, right? Well, this guy's all by himself. We must kill. They could have let him live. They could have let him live, kept him as a prisoner and vice versa. But they chose to do that. And then he says, he's like, my conscience is clean. I didn't shoot that. You know, you forced me to shoot that guy, but I'm not going to let that be on me. And I think there's a lot of good stuff like that in this movie. I think it's amazing. I give it a 5 as well. So I don't have any problems. What's your overall score?
Very shocking. I gave this movie a 5. You said everything. I don't understand the hate that David Ayer gets. I don't understand it. I don't get people picking on him because he did a horrible DC movie. Yeah. It's not his fault. First of all, I mean, he said it from his own mouth that the studio interfered and destroyed the entire movie. So why is that on him? Why is that on every director? Like, when the movie is bad and then the movie interferes, now you're already pinging in on the director. Like, why does it go down this route? I feel bad for him, Zack Snyder, because he gets hate too. We always talk about it. For some damn reason, he gets hate. But the problem is like, all this guy does is good movies and everyone hates him. I think he's a fantastic director. And I told you this when we did other movies from him. I'm like, I'm starting to like David Ayer. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't see Tax Collector. I mean, I bet that one's horrible. But I'm just saying, I enjoyed Sabotage from what I remember. I liked Sabotage. I thought it was a good movie. Not many people liked it. I thought it was a decent action film. Once we do it again, I might change my tone. But
it's on our list for Arnold month in the future.
Yeah, so like I feel like in terms of I think he's better than half the directors that we did in this, not month, but I'm talking about like in general. I think he's up there as a director. Like I think he does great shots with action. He knows what he's shooting. It's always wide. Sometimes it's close depending if he needs to, but I can't see the hate. And didn't he do Street Kings with Keanu Reeves?
No.
I felt like he could have. Oh, no, we talked about if he did it, it would have been better.
He did. My bad. He directed it. He didn't write it.
Oh, well, so he did do it.
He directed it. Yeah.
So that's what I said. I was like, this movie's awesome. I don't know, man. I like David Ayer. I every time I see his name, I'm like, you know what? It could be a hit or miss, but I always tend to see is more of a hit for me, but not to many people. Anyway, I gave it a 5. I think this movie has everything, soundtrack, actors.
Oh, yeah. The score, I downloaded one of the songs from the score at the end of the movie. Like to listen to scores while I'm at work because it helps me to like be calm when I'm dealing with frustrating people. So I just like instrumentals. And this movie has great music. Fantastic. All right, before I get into my score, because I'm not going to spend a ton of time on it, I think people will know where I'm going to go with it. But look at his filmography. And you're going to get excited about one of these movies that's coming up. So I'm going to tell you about it. So as a writer, he wrote U-571, which is the submarine movie, which we're going to be doing in the future. Okay. He wrote he was a writer on the Fast and the Furious, the original one, 2001. He wrote Dark Blue with Kurt Russell, it's like a cop movie. No. He wrote The SWAT, the one with Colin Farrell and Samuel Jackson based on TV.
I thought that was okay. I haven't seen it in a while.
His directorial debut, which he also wrote, was Harsh Times with Christian Bale. Decent movie. He directed Street Kings. He wrote and directed End of Watch, which is fantastic. He wrote and directed Sabotage the same year as Fury. They both came out 2014. And then Fury. Then writer-director on Suicide Squad. Director of Bright on Netflix. I think that's another one a lot of people
That was an okay movie.
It was okay. Yeah. He didn't write it. He just directed it. And then The Tax Collector, which I get a lot of people didn't like. And then The Beekeeper, which we both liked. Oh,
that
liked.
Was David Ayer. That's right. Yeah. That was another great movie.
Yeah. He did not write it, but he directed it. But check this out. His next movie. What's his movie? Next one? Let me tell you. You're going to get excited, Alex. So his next movie is called Levon's Trade. Okay, Levon's that's the name of it.
Levon's sounds like Trade. An action movie.
2025. This is an upcoming American action thriller.
Oh, see already.
Okay. It is directed by David Ayer. It is written by Sylvester Stallone. And it is starring... It is starring our boy, Michael Pena.
Okay.
It is starring David Harbour. And it is starring Jason Statham. So, let me tell you something. Levon's Trade, bring it on.
You know what's funny?
I'm ready for some Levon's Trade. I'll tell
I'm ready to see that too. You know what's crazy? Stallone wrote it. And we did a movie Stallone wrote, Homefront.
Homefront.
Yeah. Which is a really good movie. And I kind of like this. I'm excited. In. Yeah.
Listen. Statham and him did Beekeeper together. That was great. But now Stallone writing, you know, he's a good writer.
Yeah.
Even if Ayer was writing, I think he's a good writer. But I think he stepped away from writing a little bit. He hasn't written a movie since 2020's The Tax Collector. And maybe that whole reception was kind of, he's like, you know what, maybe I'll just direct. But you could do worse than getting a Stallone
Beekeeper
script.
Into that one? I mean,
and Michael Pena back in, I love Michael Pena. He was End of Watch too. He was in End of Watch. He was in Fury. They've worked together a number of times. So
yeah.
And David Harbour's cool. Jason Statham's awesome. I'm in.
You notice his last two movies starring Jason Statham. I think he's starting to know the action is going to be my forte.
Yeah, he's like, give me Statham. Yeah. Give me my man Statham. So anyway, I give this movie a 5 out of 5. I can't sit here and say this a movie's someone's masterpiece and then be like 3. I legitimately think this movie is great. I think it's underrated. I think when you talk about the pantheon of World War II movies, I would legitimately put this up against most any other one. I think it's that good. I mean, Saving Private Ryan, probably the best one or my favorite one, but this is like not much below it. Honestly, like the cast is great. The acting is great. The writing is great. The action is great. I don't have a problem with this movie at all. I think it is a masterpiece for David Ayer. And I think it's just a great, amazing film. I really do. So I gave it a 5. What's your total points?
It's a 24 out of a 25.
I have a 25 out of a 25. So,
yeah.
And you know me, I don't be throwing them things out that often. So for me, this is a perfect action war film. And even beyond that, if we weren't talking action movies, I just think it's a great film, period. Yeah. Like there's drama to it. You know, the scene with the girls in the house always, I remember when I saw it at the theater, it messed me up. I was like, dang, bro, this is like, there's so much going on here. There's like, in general, them, not this, oh, this new guy gets to come and hang out with you and get a beautiful girl and eat eggs and bacon. And we don't get in, you know, like we weren't invited to this, but then they act like animals when they're in the house. You know what I mean? And Brad Pitt's just trying to have a moment within this war where you could die at any second. He's trying to have a moment of like normal. And they're like, you don't get a moment of normal. And that whole thing of, I love it. I think that scene alone is worth watching the whole movie. Okay, coming up. Guess what? End of the month means not only are we doing a new franchise, we're starting a new month theme. So November, we got Rocky. That's the new franchise. We're going to be doing all the 6 original Rocky movies, no Creed movies, the director's cut of Rocky 6, the regular cut of all the other 5. If there's any other versions, we ain't doing them. But for 6, we will be covering it since neither of us have seen it. And then this month, I don't know how we made it 400 episodes. We've done some of this guy's movies, but we have never done a month dedicated to my boy, Dwayne The Rock Johnson. We're going to be doing Rock Month. We're going to be doing Faster, which I know you've never seen. And I tell people to watch it every year and no one ever watches it. So we're going to be doing Faster. We're going to be doing Hercules, his version of Hercules.
Never seen it.
All right. We're going to be doing Snitch.
Never seen it.
He's a truck driver. It's like a truck driver movie. And then we're going to be doing Skyscraper.
Yes.
Which is like his version of Die Hard, kind of.
That's the one with the one leg?
He got one leg. Oh my God. Metal Leg Johnson in that movie. Nev Campbell's in it too. Metal Leg Johnson. So we're going to be doing his version of Die Hard, his version of a trucker movie, his version of Hercules, and Faster, which I think you're going to like it. I haven't seen it in a while, but I remember thinking this movie's underrated. So that's our next theme, Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
All right, well, I can't wait. Okay, all right, guys. You guys want to follow us in our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at Nateflix Reviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called Nateflix Movie Reviews. Anything action movie, guys, head over to youtube.com/actionmovieguys. Subscribe, leave some comments, and of course, you can take us on the go with the Action Movie Guys podcast, available on all podcast platforms. And of course, you can follow the Geeks and Flicks channel on Instagram at the Geeks letter N, and of course, Flicks, and of course, the same on TikTok, Geeks the letter N and Flicks. Other than that, he is your host,
Nate from Nateflix Reviews.
I'm his co-host, Ash Figueroa. Be awesome to each other and geek out.